Hi, I'm Ella, and I'm 13, and I play the electric bass, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Ella. That was Ella playing our theme on her bass guitar. Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Minimalism Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our instrument family Quizlet later in the show. This week, we're talking about how in minimalism, little things mean a lot. And today's composer takes that very seriously, especially with rhythm. The composer is Steve Reich. He was born in New York in 1936, one of the first minimalist composers. And his music created an interest in short, repeating patterns that were part of his signature sound. Today's piece is called Clapping Music. This summer, we had a really cool guest with us at Interlochen Public Radio, Matthew Duvall. He's the percussionist for the Grammy Award-winning contemporary ensemble 8th Blackbird. Matthew explained how clapping music works to me, so I'm just going to let him explain it to you. Here's Matthew.
So we're going to hear this in three. So here's the first bar where the two patterns are together. And for purposes of us being able to learn how to hear, instead of having two same sounds, I have a wood instrument and a metal instrument. So here's a metal and a wood. Okay. So we can hear the two parts very clearly. So here's the first bar where the two patterns are together. And if I count out loud, it sounds like this. One, two, three. One, two, three. But when the patterns shift, let's move the metal, the cowbell, we'll move that to a new beat. So instead of coming on beat one, it's going to move to beat three. And when that happens, you'll hear the patterns happening at different times. Okay. If you listen for the threes, the three notes together, that'll tell you where the pattern is starting on that instrument. So now they're offset.
Right.
And when that happens, it created a new rhythm and a new little melody between those two pitches. So the reason he had two clappers doing it is that if the two instruments sound very similar, then the prominence of one voice being the downbeat, that disappears. And your ear can play tricks on you, which is fun, and the downbeat will move to different parts of the bar. So everybody who hears the piece can hear a different version of it, depending on your choice of rhythmic perception.
Here's Clapping Music by Steve Reich.
Thank you.
Clapping music by Steve Reich, the composer, performed with Christian Järvi. Isn't that interesting? It's hard to believe those are only two sets of hands clapping. It sounds like a bigger and bigger and bigger sound doing a lot with just a little. All right, kids commuters, time now to get into our Quizlet for this week. All week, we ask you the question. You get it right, we'll send you a prize pack in the mail. The question this week, what instrument family claims the piano as its own? It's a multiple choice question. Does the piano belong to the brass family, the woodwinds, strings, or percussion? Hint, it's not brass, it's not woodwinds, and it's not strings. Send us the answer in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. Be sure to include your name and address, and when you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks to Matthew Duvall. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio!